We're looking at Acts chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. Let me pick up at verse 2 where we read, "We boarded an Adramyttean ship about to sail for ports along the coast of Asia, and we put out to sea. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us." Well, now that we have the basic facts of what's happening, Paul is being taken to Rome with some other prisoners. Let's note what Luke tells us next. Paul is not going to Rome by himself. He has two brothers in Christ with him, Luke and Aristarchus. Luke described the latter as a Macedonian from Thessalonica. Paul had previously preached and established a church there at Thessalonica. We can find that in Acts 17. Aristarchus must have been saved during that time, explaining why he would be willing to accompany Paul to Rome. Aristarchus, by the way, is also mentioned in Colossians 4:10 and Philemon 1:24, highlighting his role in Paul's ministry. Well, we read that Luke and Aristarchus accompanied Paul and probably think little of it. But here's the interesting thing. Paul is being taken to Rome as a prisoner, and it was unheard of for a prisoner to be transported with companions. There's been a lot of scholarly debate on how Luke and Aristarchus came to be on that same ship. One simple answer offered by John Stott is this. Aristarchus may have gone as a fare-paying passenger. Luke, if a reader's imagination may be indulged, perhaps signed on as the ship doctor. Dr. Ramsey, who is credited with great knowledge about the first century social history in the Roman Empire, offers another possibility. He suggests that Luke and Aristarchus must have gone as Paul's slaves. John MacArthur latches onto Ramsey's theory, and here's what he wrote. "What is exciting about that is it is an indication of true brotherly love. Brotherly love is not just a question of feeling, it's a question of sacrifice. It's not like taking a cruise to Honolulu. To go with a bunch of prisoners to Rome on one of those great, big, massive, clumsy, awkward Roman sailing vessels, and to do it at the threat of life and limb, it was a long and tedious journey that would take weeks and months, and yet they did it because of the love of the apostle." That's a great angle on that story, isn't it? If we get upset when someone takes our favorite parking space at church, would we accompany them on a long, dangerous voyage to their trial? Probably not. And then there is a third suggestion. Festus may have made arrangement for this as a show of good faith to Paul. He may have done it to help secure Paul's good report about him to the emperor. After all, Festus did know that Paul was innocent of the charges against him. Well, however the situation came about, Luke and Aristarchus had the privilege of accompanying Paul to his trial before Nero. And of course, that brings us to the journey itself. Luke says, "We boarded an Adramyttean ship out to sail for ports along the coast of Asia, and we put out to sea. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul with consideration, allowing him to visit his friends and receive their care." So now the apostle with his two friends and some other prisoners are on their way to Rome. We'll see what happens next time on Verse by Verse.